All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I got Sheila Holm, avid researcher, author of 19 books, really understands the Trump operation, where we're at right now in this in the battlefront, where we're headed. We're going to show you many things here. We're going to show the summons, the letter of military accountability. She's going to explain it to my audience. You've got to really understand this because, and she's going to explain what the Pete Hegseth speech was all about, what we're getting ready for, what's getting ready to go down as we go into Red October, November, December. The game has changed, right, Sheila? Like, it's obvious now that we're in a new phase of this operation, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The president has made it very, very clear. The summons reveals it. And that was the summons is like a subpoena to come to court. You can't resist it. You all got to come.
Was
and
the
it was
summons
over 800. They said almost 900 came.
That was for Pete Hegseth's speech, right? So they.
Well, that was the announcement by Pete Hegseth is the military readiness. The summons from the commander in chief is saying we aren't going to do anything except what the Constitution says. We're coming back to the truth. It's all Republic for America wording. Common law, sovereignty rights, getting rid of international bases that were under the British Commonwealth the whole time. We have not understood who we are or where we are in the world because we've been lied to the whole time we've been a country.
Right. We've had puppet strings attached to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, this is going to be a great podcast. Get your popcorn ready, folks. It's going to be good. And make sure you get some red light therapy. I got to do it, Sheila, real quick. Heart health breakthrough. What if you could fire up your heart and supercharge circulation in just 15 minutes without drugs or surgery? That's exactly what cutting-edge research shows red light therapy can do, and it can do a lot more than that. It charges your heart's mitochondria, helping it beat stronger, last longer, and fight inflammation. Inflammation is the killer, folks. In one study, mice with heart failure bounced back fast. Their hearts shrank to a healthy size and function soared. No pills, no side effects, just pure light power. Red Life delivers that exact therapeutic, the exact therapeutic wavelengths used in those studies, so you can energize your heart naturally. More stamina, more blood flow, a heart built to last right at home. To claim this breakthrough, yourself, go to myredlight.com and use code Nino Baby for Nino for 10% off your first red light device. So I would say, folks, give it a shot. It's awesome stuff. I use it every day, and I use a PMF mat too. All right, Sheila, so let's go through this so my audience can understand this as we head into Red October. A lot of people are getting ready to call it Rocktober. Do you think October is going to be full of fireworks, or do you think it's going to be kind of like, I don't know, August and September was?
October is going to be Red October. I'm sorry, your red machine sounds interesting, but Red October is going to be even more. That's why they said buy a lot of popcorn this week. We're running into October 4, and on October 4, 2 years ago, they gave a major announcement of a repeat post on October 4 about the EBS system, Emergency Broadcast System announcements. Then last year, they actually tested it. When did they test it? On October 4. And we're heading into October 4. And I had an example this morning. Everything in Augusta was down. The whole internet was down. And I went to UPS and nobody could do shipments because guess what? All of these businesses have now gone to these internet systems. Did you know our post office even last year went to the internet system? So when the internet system goes down, nobody can call the post office. They can't call anybody. And their machines don't work because everything's connected to the same system.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that
and
makes
so,
sense.
Yep.
So what
at
is,
9 a.m. Pacific time this morning.
I'm also hearing that silver could pop above 50, like this week, maybe. Like, this is all coming to a head right now. Like, silver could go to $50 or more.
Well, because that's due to the return to silver and gold. We're returning it to our Constitution. That's what nobody has really understood yet. We're returning to our Constitution. And what this whole thing is that we're going over today, the summons is based upon our Constitution. The Pete Hegseth announcement to let us know that they are bringing all these people, but didn't tell us why, didn't tell us where. And then I got this summons on Monday before they called everybody in on Tuesday morning. But a summons is like a legal subpoena, and it's a declaration of a summons. And so the declaration of the summons actually put them on legal notice. You have to be here or you're in contempt with the Constitution.
Let me pull
So,
that up
and it's
so
all
you
about
can
common
explain it.
law, sovereignty rights. This thing is huge.
It
I
looks, I
don't
thought when I
know.
first saw this, I was like, is this fake? I mean, this is the real deal though, right?
This is the real deal. This is what happened. And so last week after the announcement from Pete Hegseth, now what did he do just hours before that? He was out with the troops and he was saying the Lord's Prayer. So if you guys go out to like the 22nd, 23rd on my up to the 29th, if you go on my Twitter page, you're going to see all of this in a row. You're going to see where Pete Hegseth is out there saying the Lord's Prayer and then showing every single unit of our military. So the Coast Guard is part of that film behind him as he's doing the Lord's Prayer and he's standing with the troops. And then it goes into like Trump's campaign videos, a very short video where you've got all these videos going on behind it. So you've got the Air Force, you've got the Army troops out there, you've got them in different camouflage looks, you've got them the Coast Guard out on the water, you've got the Marines, you've got all of this going on. And so all of that is behind him as he's saying the Lord's Prayer over our troops.
So in other
So
words, prepare.
prepare. And then he does the announcement. And then over the weekend, he sent out a video, and the only place I found it was Facebook. And it's hard, you can't hardly send Facebook videos to anybody. But on Facebook, he did a video, and it's just a short, like a TikTok. And he opens up the book and he reads off everything. We used to have 6,000 troops to every general, now we're at 1,400. So when he made his announcement to the troops, and if you don't have it, I think you might share it on the links. If you can, Nino, because Pete Hegseth gave a very strong statement. We're not going to have men in dresses. We're not going to have women going out on the combat field if they're not combat ready. We're not going to be sending them out there. We're not going to be having people saying they, them. We're not going to be having people that are overweight and can't pass the PT. Everybody in our complete military process is going to have a PT exam every 6 months, 2 times a year. All of this brings us back to the truth. The
I
what?
thought they were already doing that. I mean, I would
No.
imagine they would at least have PT tests at least every, twice a year. I mean, twice a year, so every 6 months. So I can't believe they're not doing that.
Well, that's why I said we're not going to deal with feelings. We're not going to deal with your reasons and excuses. The standard is a standard, and we're not lowering it for anybody. I
There's
mean, he made
no
it very, very
standard. I mean, if
clear.
they're not doing PT tests at least every 6 months, there's no standard. You have to have a reason to stay in shape and be a soldier. A soldier, you have to be a Spartan. I mean, geez, when I was training in the heavyweight boxing camps, man, I was washing my clothes in the bathtub, waking up at 4 in the morning, running 5, 6 mile sprints, coming back, training hard, sparring to world champ. I mean, these guys have to be doing something equivalent. I mean, if they're going to war. And they're not even having PT tests twice a year. That's insane to me.
They're
Insane.
not requiring the standards for readiness, and that includes these flag officers. And they kind of scanned, and a lot of the flag officers aren't going to be able to. They're going to have to regular dress, regular size. You're going to have to shape up.
So
It'll be
there, it
gone.
looks like he's getting the generals ready, and a lot of the generals are given their walking papers, right?
That is a pretty good process. If we combine this, because when this was given to me, it was given to me by some guys in the military on Monday because they were waiting, I guess, to see if anyone would leak it. So whatever they found out, I'm not in the inner circle. I don't want anyone to think that. But the military guys gave me a copy of this. And 3 minutes later, a really good friend who is in DC gave me the same copy of the same document. And it's in Republic for America wording. It confirms that we are going to be closing the military bases around the world because we have them everywhere. And that's why all these guys were called in. We have all of these guys and everything's everywhere, and we're funding all of this. And yet they were controlled and set up by the British Commonwealth.
So a
And the
lot of
others
these
are
have a lot of these
foreign dominated. And it says it right in here.
have a lot of these generals quit after this speech where
I
they
don't
say
think we
I'm
have those statistics yet. But you're going to hear a lot more about this when we go into the letter. But in this summons was almost 2 years after that letter went out, 1-1 of 2024, and that letter went out at 4 a.m. Remember, the Georgia Guidestones were taken down by our guys at 4 a.m. Why? That's their structure. So this is the letter that went out on 1-1 of 2024 at 4 a.m. And then there were military guys saying, "I'm really mad. You guys signed it and said it's from you, and I wanted to be part of this." And they said, "We had to keep it totally tight as to who was involved and how we put this together because it had to stay no leaks."
So
So this came out
this letter came out how many years ago?
1-1 of 2024. It'll be 2 years this January.
Wow, already 2 years. I can't even believe this.
Yeah, but they had to build this up. When you look at this letter, it explains everything, because everything in the summons is you got to follow the Constitution. I'm gonna make sure there's independence for all. That's what came from the president. So the president, as commander in chief, was buttoning down what they were warned about 2 years ago. Because they named, starting with General Milley, and you probably don't know as many other names as much as you know General Milley, but it started with General Milley because he's controlled everything for a long, long time.
Right.
And
And
so
he
the
was the
very
one.
first name in paragraph 4 is General Milley. And then
And
there's
he
all
was
these
the.
other generals, vice admirals, admirals, lieutenant colonels, lieutenant generals, master generals, major generals. I don't know what that, the MG. I'm not trying to be a military person. I'm not trying. I'm just. But it hit me, and it's like, I got to get this letter out.
Well, right
And nobody
here.
wanted to talk about it. They said it's almost 2 years
There it
old.
is.
There's General Milley.
Grady McConville.
If
Gilday,
you scroll up to, can
Lesher.
you scroll up to the top paragraph? That top paragraph is so profound. It starts out like our founding documents. The very first paragraph at the top, will it slide down or not?
No, but I can do that.
Okay, let me see. It's in the course of human events, it sometimes becomes necessary to admonish the lawless, encourage the faint-hearted, and strengthen the weak. We have reached just such a time in our history. The affairs of our nation are now steeped in avaricious corruption. And our once stalwart institutions, including the Department of Defense, which is why we went back to Department of War. We didn't start out Department of Defense.
Right.
Department of Defense has put us globally where we're defending everybody. We're defending everybody's civil wars. Vietnam, North Korea, they're all civil wars. What's happening in the Middle East? It's their war, not our war. We're out there, and Department of War is how we started. And that's why President Trump brought us back to Department of War. So all these stages have taken place since this letter went out. And that night of 1-1-2024, there was a Twitter Spaces, and they told us, if you come on for, we'll answer questions 30 minutes, 60 minutes. And I didn't ask a question, but I was so compelled with what was happening. I was on there for 3 hours when I finally had to say, I gotta go on and do some other stuff. But they were on 3 hours, and General Flynn came on at least 4 or 5 times. And I was sending a note to the military guy who sent me the notice about all of this. And I said, you know what you guys really need to do is get Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers on here. And while I was telling him that, General Flynn was introducing somebody. Then I hear a voice, and I go, oh my God, that's Chambers. He's already on. That's the guy that's now running for Texas governor.
Wow.
He was Green Beret, injured. Injured in the last week of Green Beret training, had to wash out, went out and got a flight surgeon doctor degree, so he could save lives on the battlefield instead of just patch up people. I mean, this is who this guy is. Went back at 42 years of age and passed Green Beret at that point. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Yes, I
And
do.
these are the kind of men we have in the military, but they're listening to people just like the FBI. You've got to do what we want you to do to get the raises and promotions.
It's
So
been
what we've
corrupted and
done is
infested.
promote all these people who don't follow the Constitution, and we're screwed as a country.
Right. So we're fully infested, and like termites have infested this whole system, and we're cleaning it out. That's what this is. We're cleaning it out and getting ready for, I guess, backlash, right? That we can expect what this fall, because you're under the same for you believe the same way I do that the arrests are coming, the indictments are coming. We've already seen Comey. I would imagine Brennan's left. Then we can see someone like Hillary, Obama. I mean, this is all coming. The dominoes are falling, right?
Well, the sealed indictments are huge. But right now we've got such resistance, and everybody is, and that's why please be cautious out on the internet. I'm warning people all the time. This is happening, and this guy isn't getting his military benefits. Blame President Trump. That's what the socialists want us to do. That's exactly what they want us to do. But in this accountability letter, guys, they talk about court martials, they talk about tribunals, and they've already been in the process of all of this. When
Jeez.
they announced this that night, it wasn't just to announce it. They put it out on like militaryaccountabilityletter.net and said, sign it. And for a few months, people were signing it. In the first hours, I think there were over 37,000 signatures from those of us who were sharing the word that get this thing signed. And so now it's not out there for us to sign. But if you go to and just type in military space accountability space letter,
You'll get
and
that.
click and research, go down to where it says congress.gov and it'll say Declaration of Military Accountability or something. Click on that because I put the link out and they broke the link on my Twitter feed. I've put the announcements out of how to type it and they've broken that. So please just do it yourself. Type it in the search engine and you go on and guess what? There's 11 powerful pages of
On
signatures.
Congress and congress.gov.
Congress.gov, and there's 11, which means war, 11 pages of top level signatures on that document, and you're going to be able to see all those signatures.
Here it is.
There it is. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
But they have, I don't know how many they have now,
Wow.
because within a few hours they had 37,000
And this happened
signatures.
in January of 2024.
2024.
And that's under
And the
still
reason it was
Biden.
4 a.m. is to obliterate their structure. And
Wow.
it was done, and none of the flag officers knew any of this was going on except the ones that you will see signed on this document.
So
And Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers is on there.
these are all prior military veterans and a current military. Am I right?
And they said Ivan Raiklin's on there. I haven't tried to look at names, but they were recognizing those and a couple of others that are on these 11 pages.
Wow. Look at that.
But I mean, we have thousands and thousands of pages of signatures. But in that letter, and you can print it off, and in that letter, you're going to see where they're proceeding through court martials. They're only going to follow the Constitution. They did it as a military, and our commander in chief backed that up with that summons that he sent out to them last week. And when you receive a declaration of summons, that's the previous one with the red border. That one, Declaration of Authority and Summons. And I don't know if you can make these larger, but if you go down to 3 and 4, that actually tells you, 3 tells you that they were to come in on September 30th. And so he goes, therefore, by the order of His Excellency. Remember when he was in England, everybody called him His Excellency?
Yes, yeah.
That's going to be revealed to everybody of the Western Kingdom. Did you know that Canada was supposed to be part of America from the very beginning?
No. Well,
The
yeah, I've heard that.
Britain tore all of this from us, and President of the United States of America for America. And do you know why that got ripped from us? King George III was King of England, King of France, King of Ireland, and President of the United States of America. We've never been free. And how many times have I said this? We've been under their rule from the very beginning. We never have been independent or free of England. And that's why all these global bases were set up by the British Commonwealth, and you and I have been paying for it in the taxes. All flag officers are hereby summoned. When you're summoned to a legal process, and he explains above our sovereign rights, and do you see how it's lawful command of the Uniform Code of Military Justice?
Yep.
Every flag officer of the United States of America, by oath and by law, is bound to obey and the lawful orders of the commander in chief. It affirms that all generals and admirals remain subject to such orders, including the command to assemble. Now, here's what's cute. They all have to pass the physical tests 2 times a year from now on, too. And some of them have not been out on the battlefield at all.
That's just
So
pathetic to me.
I know. But nobody was watching it. Nobody was staying on top of it. We have not been ready at all. And that's what Pete Hegseth was saying. One general for every 6,000 troops. Now it's reduced to one general for every 1,400 troops. And everybody wants the president to get involved in down in the weeds in all the little stuff. And guys, he's turning this whole world around and
Right.
uniting this whole world. He has stopped at least seven wars, and he's in the midst of stopping another one. And he's got nations agreeing to align with each other in peace that have never aligned and never would align without him doing what he's doing. The next one, sovereign right under common law. Common law is our republic. At the top, he says, by the authority vested in the President of the United States for America, that's republic writing, as commander in chief under Article 2 of the Constitution, and by the immutable laws of common law sovereignty, it is hereby declared. He brought us back to the Republic on June 14. He re-oathed all the DC units. You and I have talked about this, Nino, so I'm not meaning to repeat, but anybody that didn't hear this, he did all this, and that's why he brought everything back to a regular military. It's very important you guys go back and listen to June 16th if you didn't hear all of this. How many times did he say regular military? Probably about 17. He
Yeah,
kept
there you go.
saying regular military, and he re-oathed him to what? The Republic. Okay, he re-oathed him to our Constitution of the Republic for America. That's our Constitution. The Brits have never allowed that. See, the Brits have controlled us the whole time. 1812 war, everybody loves the 1812 overture. It's some big musical thing. The 1812 war was us fighting to try and get our land. It was still their land.
So now that we have
So.
everything in order here with the summons, the letter that you just read, let's
Well,
talk about.
let's go down to the third one. This one isn't related to this right
Okay.
now. It's just these two documents. Let's go to the third one, and you're going to love this is our sovereignty. And people go, "What do you mean sovereignty? That 10 square miles in DC? DC isn't even part of America. It's a completely different sovereign soil where they are ruling over us, but it's not just a king, it's the whole darn thing controlled out of England." Okay? So sovereign right under common law from ancient precedent to modern practice, the head of a sovereign republic or kingdom holds the prerogative to summon his military leaders for council, recognition of authority, and the reordering of the nation's defense. This right is both inherent and incontestable. Now, here, you know why we had to do all of this and why it's taking a while? They have had us under their control from the very beginning. People want to say about Federal Reserve and IRS and 1910 and 13 and 1871 Constitution. Put all of that aside. We've never been free, and the centralized banks were started in 1791, and they were all the way down the coast in 1792 to Savannah, Georgia.
Let me ask
I
you
mean, what
this.
are the chances,
Let me ask you this, Sheila. So
Yeah.
when he was visiting King Charles, and he was walking ahead of him, was that very symbolic, or was is that protocol?
That's huge.
It
There's
shows
another
that.
fun one, and these are on my Twitter feed, but I can get you the links too. But here's what happened when he was in England. Remember, she wore the black suit and the purple hat, just like inauguration, where it comes down
Yeah.
over her eyes. So it's like I can see you, but you can't see me. I
Right.
know who you are. The black was the funeral. And
Wow.
when he and the Queen followed Trump in 2017, she had just taken her little white gloves off and put them on her left wrist. They never show that in the video. And when she did that, she surrendered it back to us. And he's been fighting for us ever since. That's why I love the pictures now that he shows. When you go up to the White House, you're going to see this row of pictures of all the president. And it goes Obama, then President Trump, and then Otto Penn, not Biden. Not even the Biden name is there. Otto Penn is the name, and the Otto Penn is working. And then the President of Trump again. That's why there's a dash on the new hats,
Right.
45 dash 47. There's no
47.
comma.
Right.
There's no comma. He's never stopped working for us. So please, any communication you do on social media, don't mention his name. Say, you know what? The Department of War, I'm going to be in touch with them. Because guys, the Department of Defense was in, they are
All right,
used
all right, all
against
right.
me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Department of
Yeah.
Defense had to go. So then restore the sovereignty. Upon this recognition, all military outposts and operations abroad that were established under British Commonwealth or foreign dominion shall be lawfully closed or transferred, securing America's independence in full. That's the reestablishment. And that's what President Jefferson told us. You can't take a little evil they're doing to you and pull it out and replace it with something. You have to completely start over. And that our president had to legally, lawfully, absolutely unwrap every layer of all the junk they've put on us because our republic never was fully up and operational.
It's like he inherited a what I would call a bird's nest of fishing wire, right? Like he had to tangle that whole thing in order to start properly fishing again. So I want to talk to you about what's coming in Red October and in fall, and I want to talk about this specifically, irregular warfare. Can we do that on ninoscorner.tv? Because I know there's a lot that you want to speak on about this, correct?
Absolutely. I do want to come back just and finish off. I think there's another item on that summons. So I want people to fully understand
The
this
number
because
four.
this didn't just start now, guys. Our people in the military who follow the Constitution, I don't want you to think our military is totally corrupt. Look at what they did January 1, 2024. You're going to love that letter, guys. And then realize this goes back to the Civil War. They knew they were a captured nation. And they couldn't do anything about it. They've tried a few times since then, were never able to accomplish it. But I think there's one more number above his signature is number five, I think.
Ooh.
Isn't there?
Yep, there
Yeah.
is. It's kind of, I don't know if you could see it. Jeez, sorry, folks.
Okay, number five on
God, there you
binding.
go.
Okay, the
Made me
order
a
is
little dizzy.
issued. I know the order is issued.
Go
Yeah, I know.
ahead.
The order is issued in fulfillment of the president's sacred duty to uphold the Constitution, protect the people. And look at what he's doing across our nation and all the cities. Chicago got hit over the weekend. They're in overwhelm. We'll talk about that. And presence of pre and preserve the sovereignty of the republic. All officers are bound by oath, honor, and law to obey. Remember when he went in the church with all the Antifa stuff in DC and he held up the Bible and he said, "This is our rule of law"? He put them on notice then. January 1, they were all put on notice. And everybody was thought, "Well, we're still getting away with it. We're still here. We're still placing out orders. We're still doing what." This brought it to a complete halt. They were warned almost 2 years
Here's
ago.
the problem. I think that the big standoff is going to be Gavin Newsom and Trump. I think the California situation, the California problem is going to be the final draw, right? That's going to be the big one.
He doesn't have a chance.
I
He
know.
doesn't have a chance because they're not following the Constitution. And I am from California, and so I study the Constitution in all the states where, I've been in Nebraska, I've been in, different states. And so, did you know we're not supposed to have a lottery? And they started a lottery to pay for the schools. And as
No, I
soon
have
as
no
they got the
idea.
lottery going, they started tearing down schools and building schools for the illegals who speak different languages, and the teachers couldn't keep up with it. Do you see what I mean? California has been a captured, major captured operation because Newsom and Browns and Pelosi's, they are all Getty. They're all Getty back generations. Ed Brown before Jerry Brown. There was a Newsom, an uncle of the Newsom now, that got Squaw Valley after the citizens paid for the Olympics, the skiing in Squaw Valley. That whole resort was given to the Newsom family, and the Americans paid for all. I see what I mean? This is because of the gold in California, remember? And it was only
Right.
the Getty family.
So here is the DOD instruction 3000.07, irregular warfare. You want to go back to ninoscorner.tv and talk about this? And you wanted to speak on Chicago as well, correct?
Yeah, well, Chicago, I'll just mention Chicago now. Do you know what he sent in? We got the FBI in there. We got the National Guard in there. We've got the major police forces in there. We got the Department of Homeland Security in there. We've got ICE in there. We've got and did you see them? They were taking up the whole sidewalk, and everybody on the sidewalk was in different ID from the different departments. Because that's the other thing that came together. All the departments have come together. And that same day, that all this was happening, Kash Patel was at the White House. Go back and look at the executive order he signed that day, and he let Kash Patel talk. And it's all of those agencies now coming together. And just pray, because we have only a few that can be fully trusted. We
So,
had leakers everywhere.
in order for him to be putting all these moves in order and I'm placing all the chess pieces where they are, something big's coming. Something really big is coming.
There's been a lot of preparation, and it all has to be taken care of, and they want to protect and not have, they don't want to have death in the streets, and we don't
But
want
don't
civil
you think
unrest.
where he's in it, it'll neutralize or buffer what's coming, but there's still going to probably be some casualties of war, correct? I mean, there's going to be still pockets of civil unrest, or maybe even more than that. I mean, we should expect crazy times, right? I mean, we're coming
Well,
into.
there's protection set up. The plan to handle the process of this is not new.
Okay.
This is not new. Eisenhower gave all of this to Kennedy, and there's a military government document, and I can share that with you guys too, that was done in 1949. It explains it, and it says, I know there's going to be notebooks on each of these topics, but guys, this is how to organize it. This is how to prepare America. And I was told, because of all the widows that I help, and I went through that hurricane last September, Hurricane Helene. People had electric generators. That's not going to help you. And
What's the
then they
point?
went out and bought gas generators and burned their houses down because people didn't know how to leave it on and how to plug things. Because how many things do you plug in before you blow up a
Do
gas
you think it's going to come to that? Do
generator?
you think people are going to be using generators? Do you think we're going to
Well,
come
what I
to?
heard is that the military has been training and preparing for this, and they said that we even know who your widows are that are on electrical equipment and are not going to be able to deal with the electricity going down. So
Wow.
been a lot of attention to this, and I think it's in that document that everybody under Eisenhower was putting together. And I'm not sure his signature's on it, but I've got the document. It's called Military Government.
Okay.
And the military government thing, it was signed June, I believe, in 1949.
Well, let's get into it on ninoscorner.tv, folks. We're going to talk about this and a lot more. So this will be continued on ninoscorner.tv. Thank you, Sheila, so much. Where do people find you?
Hisbest.org, and they can get my books on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, or and globally they're being printed. And I met some people when Christine Anderson came from Germany a year ago, and I have German sales every month. I have Netherlands sales now. It's just been amazing, guys. And Brazil is down for the count. We're trying to get the book into Portuguese. I've already got the first two chapters done, and we're trying to get that translated to at least get them an ebook. They want the information because they're all in trouble. South Africa's in trouble. There's nations that are in trouble right now because they're going through the same hits we took because the same people have been controlling the whole world.
All right, let's get into it. Irregular warfare. We're going to be talking about this on ninoscorner.tv. What's coming to America? Let's get into it. All right, Sheila, thank you so much. God bless.